Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hour 2, Sean Hannity Show on this Friday, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So your White House and Joe Biden, perhaps they don't know that the Republicans won the House of Representatives back. Their position now is that they refuse, outright refuse, to have any negotiation on the debt ceiling. And we're discussing this a little bit in the last hour. And the White House saying massive national debt comes not from raising the revenues that we need through taxes. So that their answer is the typical answer, and that's taxes. Now, they want you to think the debt ceiling battle is imminent. It is not. There is plenty of time. They could probably get easily through June through budgetary extraordinary, quote, accounting steps, as they call them. Janet Yellen even referred to it, that they could probably buy time till June. Now, there is a history surrounding this that I think is worthwhile. You know, Democrats, according to The Hill, they think they can get a clean bill and push the Republican House aside, and the Republicans get nothing in exchange for just raising the debt ceiling, which is, you know, 30 whatever trillion dollars. The Democrats are trying to find out if Republicans can come up with a unified position, and their general assumption is they won't be able to. That's what they're assuming. Now, there are a lot of different, you know, choices, options out there, and I've spoken to many people about this very thing. For example, there is the Massey plan, which is to pass a CR early with spending cuts. And we have to see if the Republican caucus is united. You know, they've got to unite in all of this. One good thing that happened with the Budget Reduction Act, when the White House and Congress agreed to this was, I believe, in 2011, spending ceilings were imposed on defense, non-defense spending to get a deal on the raising the debt ceiling. But that was the era of automatic cuts that was called sequestration. Corinne Jean-Pierre actually echoed, there will be no negotiations over the debt ceiling. Now, as you listen to this, understand if we get to the point and you keep hearing the full faith and credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance, know that it's the Democrats out of the box that said they will not deal with Republicans. Republicans made commitments to their voters that they're going to be fiscally responsible. So their charge is to say, sorry, that's not the way it works. We run this house. We have a say. You can't spend a dime without the approval of Congress. So eventually, if they're united, 222, they'll have no choice but to negotiate with the Republicans in the House. Here's Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Will he entertain discussions at all during meetings that may be on some unrelated topic with members of Congress about debt limit negotiations, or will he just sort of say, no, we're not going to do this. We'll discuss the topic at hand, but we won't talk about negotiating over the debt limit.
So let me be clear. I don't have a meeting with leaders to read out at this time or to announce, but we've been really clear. We will not, there will not be any negotiations over the debt ceiling. That we will not do that. Again, in the past, there has been bipartisan cooperation to address the debt ceiling, and that's how it should be. It should not be used as a political football. That is not how we should be moving forward here.
That is your opinion. That is not everybody else's opinion. Republicans, they have a different point of view, and negotiations have happened numerous times over the debt ceiling. Congressman Mike Waltz, our friend from Florida, is here to discuss this with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, Sean. Good. I think we should take a step back on this and do a little bit of history here, which you were very strong on in the fall of 2021, when the last time the debt ceiling was up for approval, and the Democrats couldn't agree. The progressives wanted it to be much higher. They were in the middle of Build Back Better. We really had a point of leverage right then because they couldn't go on their spending spree unless we lifted the debt ceiling. And then Republicans in the Senate gave them all of this room to go on their spending spree. And we just cannot and will not, in the House at least, repeat that mistake. But you called it out then, and I think we need to remind people of how we got here. And part of it was Republicans shooting ourselves in the foot to give them, from the Inflation Reduction Act to the Build Back Better backup plan and all the spending that they did in all of 2022. I believe, and I agree with you, we've got to come together as a Republican conference, all 222, be absolutely unified on what those demands are. From my perspective, what I'll be putting on the table is I think we need, which I've introduced with Dan Crenshaw, an authorization of use of military force against the cartels, that we have to use the actual appropriated dollars that have been sitting Treasury on the wall.
So the bottom line is we have a small margin in terms of a majority. And, yep. You know, we do have time. You agree with me that the Fed, we've not really reached the debt limit, as they say yesterday. There's no real urgency. So there's plenty of time for Republicans to unite on all of this. Look, I'm going to throw out my ideas, my suggestions. It's one of many good ones, but certainly fiscal accountability in some form is a major promise that every Republican made. And what I'd like to see is a united front. And the people that I've spoken to, you know, and that means people like Matt Gaetz, Freedom Caucus, other Freedom Caucus members, Jim Jordan, others, Kevin McCarthy, they're all on the same page. It's just a matter of which plan that you all unite behind, but uniting behind it is going to be the important aspect of that.
Well, and I think, you're absolutely right. We need to come together on what our demands are going to be in terms of getting this country's spending under control. And it absolutely just can't be the Democrats' plan, which is just, I mean, I think if they had it their way, that it would just be unlimited. We passed trillions of dollars tied to COVID, and a lot of that money is still sitting in the Treasury, still sitting in agencies, still sitting unspent. The pandemic is over, and we need to claw that money back. And I think that would provide a lot of relief as well.
Congressman, existing home sales have now had their worst month since the housing crash of 2008. Car loan delinquencies now and repo men are back. They've now hit the highest level since the Great Recession. Surging credit card defaults now expected to have a catastrophic impact on the economy. It's very important. I do want to get to what you mentioned a moment ago, and that is that you and Congressman Crenshaw have introduced a joint resolution to give Biden military authority to combat these cartels. And I share your belief, and I support you. I just don't think he'd ever do it.
Well, this is the authority, to be clear. We're not talking about invading Mexico or troops on the ground, but this is the authority to use military assets, intelligence, surveillance, drones, and others to start targeting these cartel leaders, to start disrupting their supply chains, to start disrupting their finances, put them on their back foot. And it reminds me, Sean, you know, in the 90s, the FBI was treating terrorism as a law enforcement problem. They were running around the world trying to collect evidence on al-Qaeda leaders to arrest them and try them in court. And we learned the hard way that, no, they had way exceeded law enforcement's. The problem had way exceeded their capabilities, and we had to start targeting these bastards. That's what we have to do with the cartels. And what we're going to do is put that authority at Biden's feet and say, you can now take these people on that are killing. I mean, al-Qaeda killed 3,000 Americans with airplanes. These people are killing 80,000 a year with poison, and we've done it before in Colombia. We took on the Colombian cartels that were turning Colombia into an entire narco state and flooding our country with poison. We have to do it again, and at least we'll have the authorities in place. And I've talked to military officials in the Pentagon, on the joint staff, that have said, absolutely, we could do this. If you give us the authorities, and that they would push the White House to do so.
You know, it's very important. If we can get a Republican president back in November of 2024 or January in 2025, all of this now will change dramatically for the better. You know, we have over 5 million people, when you include the gotaways, even acknowledged by the Department of Homeland Security in the first 2 years of Biden's presidency, illegal immigrants coming into the country. Chuck Schumer, after the election, the midterm, said he wants to give amnesty to everybody. So we're in a tough spot, because then we've got, okay, human trafficking. We've got the fentanyl trafficking. We got the heroin trafficking, other opioid trafficking. And, you know, that's where 90% of these deadly drugs are coming into the country. And we're not protecting our kids, Congressman. And, you know, it's resulting in hundreds of people dying every single week in this country. At what point do we say cartels, that enough's enough?
Yeah, and these cartels are more like ISIS than they are the mafia. I mean, they have armored vehicles, heavy weapons. They're firing on Mexican Air Force helicopters and planes, fighting back on close air. They're defeating the Mexican army and causing anywhere from 50 to 80 casualties per week, and fighting them to a standstill. They control our border. At what point do we say, look, we're not going to try to arrest, we're going to take them out. And we have the assets to do so. We have the authorities that we're putting forth in legislation. And we're going to present a case where Biden just doesn't have a choice. And I think the situation is going to get so bad where he doesn't have a choice. But you're absolutely right. If he won't, then the Republican president coming in will have what he or she needs to get it done.
Quick break. More with Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida on the other side. I want to remind you,
with everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Congressman Mike Waltz, he's from the great state of Florida. 800-941-SHAWN, your calls after the bottom of the hour news. Let me ask you this very important question. How does Joe Biden, we have laws in this country. You don't get to pick and choose what laws you enforce or don't enforce. How has Joe Biden been able to aid and abet and even offer preferential treatment to people that are not respecting our laws, our sovereignty, our borders? You know, he's giving these processing people allowing them into the country. He's not mandating vaccines. He's not mandating in the middle of a pandemic even a COVID test. Many people are getting free Biden phones and free transportation to whatever state they're sending them to. Isn't that aiding and abetting lawbreaking? If I did that, could I be arrested for human trafficking?
Right. Exactly. Well, I think this is why, you know, look, we'll have the investigation. We'll lay out the facts. But I think first you're going to see impeachment articles. You know, they've already been introduced on Mayorkas, who has lied to the Congress, lied to the American people, and is absolutely negligently performing his duties and not following our laws. I think that's going to be step one. And then we'll see what action we take on Joe Biden. But I couldn't agree with you more. It's a tragedy. It's a travesty. And Americans are dying every day because of it. And we have this completely ungoverned space in northern Mexico controlling our border, international cartels, which, by the way, are working in concert with our enemies in China. And they're essentially acting as proxies for the Chinese Communist Party to destabilize the United States, our inner cities, middle America, and our southern border. And you know, enough is enough. When does this become a national security problem in the minds of those that are supposedly charged with leading this country?
Well, it seems like it's working. And unfortunately, am I wrong?
It is working, right? I mean, the Chinese Communist Party can sit back and let the Mexican cartels do their work for us in terms of polluting and wiping out the next generation of Americans. They're doing their job for them. And the Mexican government is taking a hands-off approach. The Biden administration is taking a hands-off approach. What we're going to do in Congress is try to push them to go on offense.
Yeah, I think so. You know, if you're watching this World Economic Forum disaster, are you seeing how much money, how many billions of dollars the U.S. is paying for the WEF, the WHO, the UN, the IAEA, all these organizations, you know, many of which do not have our best interest at heart? Why do we spend billions of dollars? How do we justify that kind of spending?
Yeah, Sean, and not only are we funding it, but the Chinese are infiltrating them and stacking them with their people. I mean, we saw what happened with the WHO, and if they can't get a Chinese official in, then they find an African country that, like Ethiopia, that is completely beholden to them through Chinese debt diplomacy, and put their official in that's going to essentially do their bidding. It's one of the reasons I've recently joined the House Foreign Affairs Committee. A great Floridian by the name of Mario Diaz-Balart will have control of State Department's appropriations, and we are going to start squeezing. We're going to start squeezing all of that funding hard because you know all the Democrats want to look at is input. We're looking at outputs and results, and they are terrible for America, and have been terrible for America, and are actually working for our adversaries. Again, enough is enough. I've had it, and I think the American people have had it. But, you know, thank you for staying on top of it to explain to them and help explain to them on how this stuff works. We put in all the money. The Chinese are controlling it. And they don't just work not in our interest. They work against our interest.
We appreciate what your hard work. Thanks for always being with us and being open with us. Congressman Mike Waltz of the great state of Florida. Great guy. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program this Friday, we'll get to your calls next. 25 to the top of the hour on this Friday. Your calls in mere seconds. Look, these are tough economic times. I want you to save money. Every one of you can save money and not sacrifice one bit of service. And I'm talking about my cell phone company, and that is Pure Talk. They use the exact same cell towers, same 5G network. You have the same number of coverage bars on your phone. You keep your phone. You keep your phone number. And you pay about half what you're paying Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year. Many families are saving much more than that. You get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text for just $30 a month. And your first month is absolutely risk-free. That's the guarantee. Try it. If you're not happy, completely satisfied, you get your money back. No risk to you. All you have to do to make the switch, like the hundreds of thousands of us, is dial #250. Say the keyword, save now, #250, keyword, save now, do it now, save an additional 50% off your first month from our friends at Pure Talk for the same service you pay in half, Simply Smarter Wireless. Before I hit the phones, Rochelle Walensky. We now have two strains. I've gone into this in detail. I won't get too deep into it now. We have two strains of the Omicron variant COVID that are making the rounds all around the country. And hospital, you know, admissions are up again. And it's nothing like the March or April of 2020. They have gotten every single solitary thing wrong. And it looks more and more likely that your tax dollars help contribute to the formation of the COVID-19 virus, because we do know that the NIH funneled money through the Eco Alliance that gave it to the Wuhan Virology Lab with full knowledge of what they did there, and that is work with coronaviruses and also work on gain-of-function research at that facility. Oh, no, but it was a wet market and people eating very strange animals like bats. Nope, that's not what happened. Anyone that tells you that is full of Adam Schiff. They're full of it. But remember from the beginning, if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get COVID. Fauci said it. Biden said it. Everybody said it. And they were all wrong. Walensky said it. You know, this is Walensky, you know, not long ago. Now, these two variants that are out there, it doesn't matter if you got every vaccine they told you to get, every booster they told you to get. Doesn't matter if you had COVID already and have natural immunity. You're still subject to getting this variant. So it's just another lie. And, you know, I'd like to one day maybe do a medical scientific analysis of what the aftermath or the after effects are in terms of blood in particular. You know, I've talked to a couple of funeral directors and they said they're seeing things they never saw before. And only saw it after, you know, the vaccinations and COVID and all this sort of thing in terms of blood issues, you know, as they go forward with the embalming process, which I know way too much detail about, which I'm not going to go into because it'll gross most of you out. Here's the latest example. You know, here's a CDC director, Rochelle Walensky.
Data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick, and that it's not just in the clinical trials, but it's also in real world data.
Our vaccines are working exceptionally well. They continue to work well for Delta with regard to severe illness and death. They prevent it. But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
We always talk about Fauci. We always talk about Biden. What about Rochelle Walensky? She was wrong the whole time, too. I will never, ever, ever listen to these people again. And I will say this, and Linda can back me up on this. There was a lot of pressure being brought to bear on yours truly. People wanted to know my status. Are you vaccinated? Have you had COVID? Blah, 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 blah. And once they started demanding my personal, my private, confidential medical information, I said, no, I'm not going to tell you. And I just refused to give in to the pressure to tell people what to do. I gave out information. Dr. Robert Malone came up with the discovery, the technology that allowed for the creation of the mRNA viruses, vaccinations. That would be the Moderna, Pfizer vaccines. And he said, it's not completely vetted science. We're there, but we're not all the way there. He said, with that said, he said for people with comorbidities, pre-existing conditions, and the elderly, he thought it was appropriate for them to get vaccinated because this generally at the time, especially, was impacting older people in much greater numbers than younger people. Younger people, it was like a cold. I can tell you with my own kids, it was not a big deal for them. So he said that, and then he was excoriated. The guy that had created the technology for mRNA vaccinations. Like, maybe we should listen to a guy like that instead of, you know, screaming, he's not towing the party line. Unbelievable. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Carl is in Kentucky. Hey, Carl, how are you? Glad you called.
Oh, fine. I wanted to talk about the shooting with Alex Baldwin.
Oh, you mean on the Rust set and the sad death of Helena Hutchins. What a sad tragedy.
Yeah. The gun they were using was a single action Colt?
I believe that's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Normally, they work. You pull back the hammer, and then you pull the trigger and shoot it. And that's the way they're supposed to work. But if you put your finger on the trigger and pull the hammer back and let go, it'll fire. And you, and I think what happened was he was told to pull back the hammer slowly. Well, it's pretty hard to pull back the hammer, so what you would probably...
Well, you're saying if you pull back the hammer and you didn't lock it in and it, you let it go, the bullet would fly out of that gun.
Well, yeah, I mean...
It would fire.
Pulling, you have your finger on the trigger already, and see, when you have to draw back the hammer real slow, you almost... You basically have to almost put your finger in the... on the trigger for a brace to be able to pull the hammer back. And he probably, you know, the if you work the gun normally, you think, well, once I have the hammer back, it'll stay. But that's not true if you're pulling the trigger.
Well, here's where Alec Baldwin gets into trouble. Alec Baldwin went on with George Stephanopoulos, said he didn't fire that gun. He didn't pull the trigger. He didn't pull back the hammer. He said he didn't do any of that.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never.
How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun. A bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, guns don't fire themselves. All right, let's get to our phones.
Wait, can I pose a question? It's a simple question.
It's Friday. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, just for
go ahead.
So this is a movie set.
Correct.
We have cameras.
Yes.
They record.
Correct.
And nobody has any footage of this.
Great point, but they might not have been shooting at that point, meaning shooting or filming would be maybe more a better term so as to not confuse people.
Just thinking out loud.
It, look, it's possible that if they could have been filming.
For example, there are many times when we record something.
Right.
And I hit record just in case something amazing happens in our dry run. You know, like we're doing a commercial or something. I say, oh, let's record it. Maybe we get it on take one. And you just have it. Nobody's recording? Really? I don't know.
I get everything on take one. What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Jeez. One take Hannity, sorry.
One take Hannity, that's my name. All right, quick break, right back to the phones. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue on this Friday. You're going to meet former FBI agent Nicole Parker, Why I Left the FBI. Powerful piece. All right, back to our phones. Then we'll be joined by a former FBI special agent, Why I Left the FBI. Powerful piece. One of what will be dozens of whistleblowers coming out from the FBI talking about how it's been politicized. Let's get to our busy phones. North Carolina, we got Chris standing by. Hey, Chris, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, just want to first start off with saying thank you for taking my call. And you're a voice for millions that won't admit it or agree, but keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Thanks, man. Happy Friday also to you. What's going on?
Absolutely. I wanted to touch base on the early voting. So I've always been a traditionalist myself. Early voting has never really kind of struck with me. It's always been voting day, and it's kind of been a tradition for me. But what you were saying earlier about, you know, conservatives and Republicans getting out there and playing the game, I think we need to. I think it's time to start getting out there early, getting our vote set. Because if you look at the polls, you see all these Democrats going out there and getting their voted, you know, counted for. And then you have other states out there that are struggling to get their votes counted within 3 or 4 days. So I think it's important, and what you were speaking on the other day was to get out there and play the game. I mean, there's no reason that we shouldn't take part in the early voting because I think there's too much margin for error with the counting. You know, God forbid an emergency come up and you can't get out on voting day. So I just wanted to compliment and comment on that.
Well, I appreciate it. Look, if I had my way, it's election day is a national holiday, paper ballots, partisan observers, signature verification, voter ID, updated voter rolls, chain of custody controls. But you make exceptions for the military, the sick, affirmed, businessmen that are traveling, etc. To me, it's real simple. But that not being the case, you got to deal with the system that we will likely have. And that means whatever the Democrats are doing, voting early, voting by mail, ballot harvesting is allowed by law. Every state has a ballot harvesting allowance except for Alabama in some version. We need to match what Democrats are doing in terms of money, negative ads, and going out there and working the ballot harvesting according to the law. We can't be behind by 300,000 votes every single, you know, election day. Can't do it and win. It's gotta be dealt with. I'm gonna begin a big project at some point this year. I don't wanna get ahead of myself here. But we're gonna make sure that every state governor and top legislators know what they ought to be doing and focusing on. To our phones, let us say hi to David in Texas. David, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, how you doing? I was just calling to see if I can get an opinion on you. You know, so we're seeing a lot more people saying that the Freedom Caucus kind of divided the GOP whenever we got Kevin McCarthy in as the House Speaker. But in my point of view, I would see the Freedom Caucus as heroes, seeing how they got all these concessions for Kevin McCarthy. I mean, it only takes one person to say he's not doing his job, and then we can get him out of there.
Well, you have a motion to vacate. But my only problem, I didn't have any problem with any of them. I'm friends with all of them. I've probably spoken to most of them in the last couple of days anyway, on varying issues. There's not one that I'm not friends with, in spite of false media reports. My only objection was I talked to a lot of them in December, and I kept saying, guys, get in a room, get this deal done, be ready to go on January 3rd. And a lot of the things that ultimately came that the changes that were made were already agreed to. I can tell you because I talk to these guys. They're my sources. Part of my job is to work sources, and I worked it, and I talked to all those guys. In the end, it's no harm, no foul. We're moving forward with the agenda. So far, they're sticking to their promises. And I actually believe they'll come together on the debt ceiling as well. I'm pretty confident, and that's based on conversations with many of the people you're talking about, and Kevin McCarthy. And Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. I've talked to them all, and Chip Roy, and Andy Biggs. You know, these are all people that we've known for a long time on this program. So, you know, but remember, you know, I find it amazing that the media writes, if they write lies about me, it's amazing how many people will go out and repeat the lie. They don't come to me and ask if any of it's true. You know, I am lied about so often. And that happened in this case. You know, the New York Times just outright, flat out, you know, wrote a column just lying about me. And, you know, I have to deal with it. And, you know, my option is, you know, okay, threaten to sue, but Times v. Sullivan, as a public figure, it's a very high bar. I have to prove that they acted out of malice. How do you prove such a thing? Pretty hard to do. But I'm telling you, I have a very good feeling about where they are as a caucus. My reminder, my friendly reminder to them is, you know, to keep their promises, and they're going to succeed and fail together, or fail together, one and the other. And so far, they've been very successful. So far, they're sticking to the plan, and I'm pretty happy about that part. How about you? I'll give you the last word, David.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's just, you know, I just want to make sure, like, my biggest thing is that we all got to stick together, you know, put these petty things aside from what the mainstream media is putting out. You know, they're gonna lie their teeth off. We just got to make sure that we keep our eye on the prize. We know we stick together, and we don't fault from that, because divided we fall. That's really all we're getting at.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is you know, everything is out in the open with me. What I say in private, I'm saying publicly. There's no hiding here on this program. I have an obligation to be true to who I am. And, you know, there are times that I disagree with some people. You know, and when I do, I'm outspoken about it. And if I think that they're wrong, I'll either say outright they're wrong or just give my point of view, which is not theirs. I think people are pretty clear on where I stand on stuff. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.